It has been 16 years since the founding of the Mikey Network, and the man who is the chairman of the Mikey Network, he joins me in studio now. He is Hugh Herron. Hugh, good to see you. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, Ted.
Indeed it has. Let's talk about how this all began. This is a brilliant idea that was sparked by a tragedy.
Well, what happened is that one of my partners dropped dead on the golf course. He was playing along with two or three other boys from the office. And he was a great guy. His name was Michael Salem. And we wanted to do something to his name. So we decided we'd place defibrillators throughout the GTA. And at that time, they had something called, they were aiming for a cardiac safe city at Toronto with EMS, etc. So it worked out quite well. So the main thing was that we wanted to place defibrillators throughout the GTA.
And how many have you placed to date?
We've placed over 2,500.
Wow.
Yeah, it really is a wow.
Any idea how many lives you've saved?
We've saved we've saved 43 of which we know of. There's lots of other people we don't know of.
Mm-hmm.
What a great feeling it is, Ted.
It's terrific.
You know, one of the things that when we started, we thought cardiac arrest was for old people like me. But cardiac arrest has no respect for age. And our youngest save, this is hard to believe, the youngest person saved was a three-month-old baby.
Wow.
Up in Renfrew. The kid was at risk, and they were taking it. The parents were taking it to hospital and turned it into cardiac arrest, and they saved her in the car. Great story.
Wow. And now you've got an addition to this story, which has to do with students in the Toronto District School Board, who have all now, not the students, but all the Catholic District School Board facilities are all now equipped with at least one defibrillator.
That's right. We made a presentation this week, but that takes us up to close to 300, 320 that we've placed in schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered the Catholic School Board. We've 100 now to the Toronto District School Board. And all the schools in Peel District have been taken care of. And on top of that, some of the faith schools of Mikey's as well.
Mm-hmm. And what inspired this?
Pardon?
What inspired your association with the Catholic District School Board?
Well, just like we're trying to cover all the schools where we can throughout to the GTA. The bottom line is that sometimes people get a little bit concerned and afraid of a defibrillator. Our youth of today have no fear of a defibrillator. So it's a great place to put it. And by the same means, that when you're taught as a child how to use a defibrillator and how important cardiac arrest is, you take it with you the rest of your life.
One of the parents who were at the presentation the other day, named Veronica Olmedo, she lost a daughter to heart failure. And
yeah.
That was another example of a young child.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was 22, I think, at age. But the bottom line
is, that's still young.
Of course, compared to me, everything's young. Yeah. that's absolutely right. You know, the thing that I've been talking about, Ted, is I think that defibrillators should be everywhere there's a fire extinguisher. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, fire extinguisher, with all respect to the fire department, fire extinguishers save property, generally.
Mm-hmm.
And the defibrillators save lives.
Yeah.
Why you know, every restaurant should have a defibrillator?
What is the cost of a defibrillator?
It varies. At the moment, they started out, it was about $4,000. Now the unit itself can close to $1,000. Different types, like everything else in life, there's a different type. But I think the cheapest is about $1,000.
Mm-hmm. And you can educate students in grade school.
You can educate me. Yeah, and that's the lowest form you can get. You know, what happens is you get a defibrillator, you open up the box when something's in trouble, you open up the box, and the box talks to you. It says, call 911, remove the clothing, place the defibrillator paddles where it is, stand back, and they do an examination. And if a shock is required, they say, shock required.
Wow.
It's as simple as that.
That's incredible.
It really is incredible. And when you're involved with the Mikey Network, you know how important it is and how easy it is. I sometimes get a little upset that there's not as many as there should be out there. We're trying anyway. Our company's trying very hard to do that.
Yeah. Well, when you're looking at a cost of $1,000, I mean, every school should have one. Every hockey arena should have one. Every baseball stadium should have one. Anywhere where kids gather, where people gather, they should be there. Are they in the subways?
And no, they may be. I'm not sure about that, but I can tell you a great story about that. I was talking to the chairman of Go Transit,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to him about the Mikey Network, and he said, I'll take 120 of them, just like that, over lunch. And it's very difficult to get people to make that decision. But now we have a program with the Mikey called Mikey on Go. And the Go people have saved their lives as well.
Yeah.
Great story, isn't it?
It is a great story.
Yeah.
It is a great story.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the funding is difficult as well. The other thing is that they had a problem up at the House of Commons. I'm only sticking to, to the defibrillators. Anyway, they lost somebody in the House. And they didn't know where the defibrillator was. They had one, but didn't know where it was. So I got invited up there about 6 months ago to talk about the Mikey Network and how they should have defibrillators in the house. And they have some up there. But going along with the defibrillator, Ted, is signage to know where it is.
Yeah.
Typical situation. I go and talk to presidents of company, ask them to get involved financially and support the Mikey Network. And they look at me and they say, Hugh, we have a defibrillator. And I said, oh, good for you. Where is it? It's down in security. That's always a public access defibrillator. No, it's under lock and key. And I said, and what floor are you on? I'm on the 26th floor. I said, you've no chance. You don't have a defibrillator because by the time you have a problem in your office and you call down to security, if you can find them, they've got to unlock it. They've got to hope and wait, pray that the elevator is easy to get access to. And within, you've got 10% per minute, you lose your life. So after 10 minutes, you have no chance.
Wow. And the thing is, people think, well, this is really, as we mentioned at the outset, Hugh Heron, my guest in studio, that people think, well, this is a concern for older people. Let's put these in nursing homes. But it's not just older people. That's the thing.
No, it's not for older people. And the lesson we've learned is, get it to the children and they'll take it with them. When they're old, they'll know all about it, and their children and grandchildren will be aware of it. And by then, I'm sure there's something better than a defibrillator. It'll be replaced by something.
Now, where do you get the money to supply all these defibrillators? I mean, is the school paying for this? I mean, some of these you're just giving, the Mikey Network is giving. Who supports the Mikey Network?
This is a registered charity, right? And the funder is basically Heathwood Homes and some of our suppliers and subcontractors. You know, we're always, like everyone else in life, there's so many charities out there. I'm always out looking for, charities and so forth. But my partners and I are really the people who support the Mikey Network.
And it's a charitable organization.
It's a registered charitable operation. It's called the Mikey Network.
So if people wanted to make a donation, they would simply go to your website?
Go to the website, the Mikey Network, and there's lots of things there. One of the other things about the children, Ted, is that we have this Mikey Network. If the kids sign up to join the Mikey Network and go through finding out all about the defibrillator, etc., they get hours towards their social numbers. They have to 20 social hours.
Mm-hmm.
So by using the Mikey Network through the schools, they are allowed some of those hours to go towards their 20 hours.
Well, sure, that makes sense.
It really works sense, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been in the building business now for over 50 years in the city, as you and I know. This is the nicest and the most pleasant thing I get doing is begging for money for the Mikey Network because it's such a great organization.
Yeah. It's as they say, it's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So you can go and give us the website again.
The Mikey Network, M-I-K-E-Y, network.com.
MikeyNetwork.com. See all the great work that they do. They can help you find the defibrillator for where you work or where you play, or just give you some advice on placement and all those other things, right?
There's not a question that we can't answer at the Mikey Network, and we're there to help, and we're committed. It's run out of our office, Ted. We don't have any staff other than the people that work at doing marketing and developing. They all work. That's who works, and that's who the members out of the Mikey Network are.
Good stuff. Congratulations to you and everybody involved with the
Mikey
Network.
It's not me. It's a team, Ted.
Well, that's what I'm saying, to you and the team.
Yeah.
The team isn't here. So pass on my best to the team.
Yeah,
Hugh Heron, all the best to you,
God
sir.
God bless
you.
Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure, sir.